tecnologia sobre Jesus, as plantas, como a terra.
The question was, is it all right to pray to Krishna? And Prabhupada said, what do you mean? And she said, well, we don't want to jump over the spiritual master and just pray to Krishna. Is it okay to pray to Krishna? And Prabhupada laughed and said, how can you think of Krishna without the spiritual master, and how can you think of the spiritual master without Krishna? That's my answer to your question. What's the meaning of Guru without Krishna? And what's the meaning of approaching Krishna without Guru? You can have a clear understanding like that. There's no, it's not a binary A or one or a zero. You know what binary means? There's only two options. There's like a switch. The light is on, the light is off. It can't be on and off. That's a binary switch. Or computers are binary processors. It's one or zero. So it's either Guru or Krishna, but how can it be both? If you think binary, it's an option, either A or B. But they're not separate, Guru and Krishna. Not. To think of one properly, you can't think of one without the other. Is that alright? Question. I got the sound bite, but what's the question? How to? That's your question. How to? Like, how do you fall in love? By association. By cultivation. Our material condition is that we're selfish. We do something because we want something. And somebody becomes important to us because from that somebody we get something. Very business-like or selfish. But a loving relationship, which doesn't exist in this world, Bhaktisiddhanta's statement is, there is no love in this world. Now people would say, what do you mean? I love my dog, and I love my mother, I love my husband, wife, and my spouse, I love them. What he means is, real love is where there's no consideration, where from this relationship, I'm receiving, I'm getting something, I'm gaining something. A mood of service is without that consideration. It's a spiritual love, so there isn't consideration. So that mood is the natural mood of the soul. The happiness of the soul is Krishna's happiness. That's the happiness of the soul, it's our nature. So, it's the maximum happiness is to serve Krishna's happiness. that's the mood of service, where it doesn't matter. Here's a nice example from Nectar of Devotion. This one of Krishna's sons is Pradyumna. And Pradyumna was in the mood of Dasya. You with me? Dasya Rasa. So the example of Dasya Rasa is explained by giving the example of Pradyumna, where if Pradyumna wanted to do something, but Krishna didn't want him to do something, he didn't do that something. If Pradyumna didn't want to do something, but Krishna wanted him to do that something, he did that something. Consideration wasn't what I want and don't want. It was consideration what Krishna wants. That's a mood of service to Guru and Krishna. So, material conception is selfish. I'll serve. I may even make some sacrifice to serve, but I get something. There's some perks. The driving is the satisfaction that one receives from that service. So, Prabhupada has given us this example that the closest thing in this world to spiritual love is the love of a mother for the child. Naturally, she's driving some happiness. But there's so many things that she does that you look at them on the face of them, and it's, you know, it's unpleasant. Screaming, noise, dirt, passing, stool, urine, cleaning, crying, waking, you know, demanding attention, you know, 24/7. And the mother's happiness is serving her child. The closest thing in this world to spiritual love is the love of the mother for the child, helpless child. So Krishna is not helpless. He wouldn't need our service. The spiritual master is not helpless. He doesn't need our service. But the mood of service is not that they're helpless, but I have an opportunity to render some service because they're being very kind. They're giving some opportunity to serve them. And my happiness is their happiness. There's the opposite of that little Prabhupada story was, as you know, when Prabhupada came to America, he was on the Jaladuta, the boat, and he had two heart attacks while on the boat. And he wrote in his book, "If this happens again, surely I'll be finished." But Krishna protected him. So when he came to America, he already had that. And it's, you know, somebody that has a heart attack, their tendency for another is much greater than before they had one. So after being in America for a little over a year, Prabhupada had another heart attack. And he was taken by the devotees to a very quiet place, a convalescing place along the New Jersey shore, south of New York City. In the summertime, it was nice, pleasant ocean breeze, and, you know, very calm place. And the person who was looking after Prabhupada at the time was Kirtanananda. So, Kirtanananda started to think that Prabhupada was depending upon him for his service. And Prabhupada detected that. So he challenged him severely. I said, don't think that the spiritual master is depending upon you for your service. Rather, you are being given an opportunity to render some service. That's all. To think otherwise is illusion. So the mood of service is lost if I think, A, entrepreneurial. I'm giving something, I'm getting something. So much for you, so much for me. I'll do the, I'll scratch your back, you scratch my back. In a entrepreneurial sense. Or B, where the person I'm serving is depending upon me for their service. Yeah, Prabhupada would sometimes speak like that. That all you boys and girls, you know, this is not one man's mission of putting Krishna forward in movement without you. Thank you very much. Which is true, he couldn't, you know. But Krishna sent such persons to assist him. And that the mood of service is not, they're depending upon me, but I'm somehow, some good fortune, I have some opportunity to do some service. So the mood of service is diminish false ego and amplify the desire to see the happiness of the master, the one who one is serving, to do a serving his father. And the devotee said to Krishna. It comes from cultivation. And cultivation is accepting and rejecting, accepting those that are things that are favorable, anapuryasya sankalpa, accepting those things favorable for attaining that mood, and rejecting things that are interfering with that mood. Then you cultivate the mood of service. One very nice thing is that Krishna will test you. It's not a bad thing, it's a nice thing. Do you really want to serve me? Are you sure? And then he'll send you help. Prabhupada explains that thing. Sometimes he'll send sense gratification. Sometimes he'll send some difficult situations. Are you sure you want to serve me? But that's good. That will increase our mood of service if you take it in the right way. Close. Okay, we're down to 20 minutes.
Thank you, Holden, for the last 5 days. For your question.
Yeah, there's not been very much rain around here. Couple of things I can think. Repeat something that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said. I will consider my mission successful if out of all of those who I contact there becomes one moon. Because he's making the contrast moon and the stars at night. The stars at night, there may be many, many stars at night, but they don't give so much light. The one moon, especially full moon, you can see practically almost like daytime. One moon. So one moon-like disciple, I will consider my mission to be successful. So messengers become moons. And being stars is nice, but be moons. And further away is the shooting star. Like fireworks. Beginning, it's one thing to take up Krishna consciousness seriously, and that's to one's eternal credit, whoever has done that. But to stay fixed in devotional practice, that steadiness in devotional practice and devotional service to Krishna, to Guru and Krishna, that steadiness takes There's like a moon-like person. And the more that one stays fixed in devotional practice, so become like that's one message. You become, maintain your steadiness, commitment, and talk about your practices and so forth. And give forth the light that helps us teaching can give to the world by your example, by how you speak it. Are you ready? I'm thinking. It takes thinking of the Guyanese yatra. How many persons in the course of, since Krishna consciousness was introduced here, how many persons came in contact, how many persons know, like it all the boat dock, where the Hari Bol. And if they say Hari Bol, they say, you're the Hari Bol. And so many persons have at one time or another taken up visiting the temple, something, a little something, somebody they know that's a devotee, something. But to Guyanese yatra into the future, it will take a group of you, that's more than just one person, it takes a group of persons that have a very serious commitment to Krishna consciousness and continue to influence others in that way, in a positive way. With personal commitment, it can change the lives of others to become contactable. Just by your personal commitment. And how you act and how you conduct yourself. Or another way of saying the same thing is, achar is stronger than prachar. Good example is stronger than the words you speak. There's a number of devotees that can speak but don't have good conduct. They're not good examples of